It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veterans Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veterans Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Oh, I'm looking a little better than you are.
Yeah, well, it's a computer one, Maynard nothing. That was the score of the...
It looked like a heck of a fight.
Yeah, face planted into a... Tripped on a wire and face planted into a couple of computers back there. Yeah, so thanks to Dr. Hacker for stitching me up again, and here I am.
You're 73. Like I said, you're 73 years old. You know, maybe you should start thinking about slowing down.
Well, I thought about it, but I haven't actually done it yet. So.
You know, maybe you should start thinking a little harder.
You know, all right, I'll do that.
Most people are, you know, considering retiring at
maybe
that
I should
age.
Get myself a scooter or something. There.
Maybe
I'd rather get hit by a truck or something.
Hire a 20-year-old to crawl around and mess with wires for you.
I'll have Paul do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. He's busy enough.
Yeah, that's right. Hell, he has, but he's kind of tuckered out from all those ball games this past week. So.
Yep.
Well, we got to salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 4 Kenneth S. Scholey. Kenneth was born on November 3rd, 1916, here in Madison, passed away on January 26th, 1991. He entered active duty in the United States Army Air Force on August 12th, 1942, at Fort Snelling. Honorably discharged a little over 3 years later on December 5th, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He had one of the very important jobs in the 86th Fighter Wing. He was a rigger. Riggers, like I said, have a very important job. They have to be meticulous and very detail-oriented to because they're the ones that pack and repack parachutes.
Ooh. Yeah, that's an important job.
So they need to have, as close to 100% success rate as possible with that job. So very, very stressful, very intense, and very detail-oriented job. A very important job, especially in the eyes of the people using those parachutes.
Yeah, when you jump, you kind of want to make sure it's going to open.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. He participated in the battles of New Guinea and Luzon, in the Pacific Theater in World War II, spent 2 years, 7 months, and 26 days overseas foreign service. Only 7 months was spent stateside. He earned the Good Conduct Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Philippine Liberation Ribbon, 5 overseas service bars for over 2.5 years of overseas service, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Kenneth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
Yeah, especially there.
3 days today, this week. So.
Well, yeah, you get a little break now with the Thanksgiving.
We got Thanksgiving coming up, and I know I've seen advertisements for a lot of free meals for people that may not have a place to go.
Yeah, there's one up in Bellingham.
Bellingham, the American Legion's putting that
Appleton
on.
Appleton has one over there as well.
So. Yep, good.
Yep.
Good, good, good.
Well, the topic today, the VA is extending caregiver support program eligibility for legacy veteran caregivers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the VA sent out a press release on November 20th under the old criteria, receiving an extension to their eligibility. VA announced a final rule, which was published September 29th, which extends program of comprehensive assistance for family caregivers eligibility for certain veterans and their family caregivers through the end of September of 2028. Excuse me. The extension means legacy participants, legacy applicants, and their family caregivers will remain eligible for the PCAFC and will not experience a reduction in their monthly stipend based on a reassessment for an additional 3 years with limited exceptions. Legacy participants are veterans or service members whose family caregivers were approved and designated by VA as of September 30th of 2020. Legacy applicants are veterans or service members who applied for PCAFC before October 1st, 2020 and were accepted into the program on or after October 1st, 2020. Primary family caregiver must remain the same individual named in the application submitted before October 1st, 2020. That's September 30th, October 1st of 2020. That's the federal fiscal year change. So September 30th is the end of the fiscal year. October 1st is the beginning of a new fiscal year. Excuse me. Key details of the extension are an extended transition period for the legacy cohort, continued eligibility at no reduction in stipends with limited exceptions. Members of the legacy cohort may still be discharged or revoked from PCAFC in certain circumstances, such as at the request of the veteran or family caregiver, or for noncompliance with program requirements. Suspension of certain reassessments remains in effect. Individuals may still request a reassessment, including if they believe they are eligible for increased support. VA will continue to consider additional changes to PCAFC as outlined in the proposed rule published December 6th of 2024. More information about VA's caregiver program, you can go to caregiver.va.gov. Can also call the caregiver support line at 855-260-3274, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. Or there's caregiver support teams that you can I have the phone number for the St. Cloud caregiver support team, which is 320-252-1670, extension 7283. You can also contact my office, and you can go to the website I mentioned as well. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line too.
I left it out for you today.
Yeah, you didn't trip over this, I hope.
No, I didn't. I didn't come close to that.
good. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. Like I said, county offices are going to be open only Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
That'll be the case for a lot of banks and the post office and all kinds of stuff, I suppose. So,
Yep. The county doesn't take Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day anymore. Instead, we carry that over to the day after Thanksgiving, so we get a four-day
weekend. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, like I said, county offices will be closed Thursday and Friday this week, but otherwise, my county offices are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and my office number is 598-3445.
All right, sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info there. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same, and everybody out in Radio Land, too.
That's right. We will see you again. We'll be talking about Christmas or something next time I'll see you. So.
We're
getting close.
I'm already tired of these Black Friday emails. And I go unchecked for an hour. I get 50 emails. So.
Yeah, well, just looking at this, it's the 24th today. It means Christmas Eve is 1 month from tonight.
Yep.
So it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yep.
But it's still nice out, 59 degrees yesterday.
You know, I commented to several people over the weekend. I said, it's amazing. It's the end of November, and we're still in short sleeves.
That's right.
People. You know, I had my windows open. It was
people out mowing and everything else.
Yes, it's beautiful out.
Yep.
But that might change tomorrow.
It sounds like we're going to see a little change. So keep your eye on the weather.
I put the plow on my four-wheeler yesterday.
We're ready to roll. All right.
Ready
well, thanks,
to go.
Josh. We'll
Thank
see you.
You
again next week.
Yep.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.